Welcome to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. Thank you for listening today. Today is August the 31st, 2012, on a Friday morning. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm joined this morning with Lori Lopez and Michelle Stratton. They're here to help lead us in worship today, and I'm so thankful that they're here with me today. I want to start today with something that this is more of the big picture for us, and this is something that for the rest of eternity as children of God that we will get to take part of and that we will get to experience forever. This is found in Revelation 4. This is a vision of worship in heaven that John had. I want to start in verse 5 here. Verse 4. Let me start in verse 4. It says, 24 thrones surrounded him, and 24 elders sat on them. They were all clothed in white and had gold crowns on their heads. In the front of the throne were seven torches with burning flames. This is the sevenfold Spirit of God. In front of the throne was a shiny sea of glass, sparkling like crystal. In the center and around the throne were four living beings, each covered with eyes, front and back. The first of these living beings was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a human face. And the fourth was like an eagle in flight. Each of these living beings had six wings, and their wings were covered all over with eyes, inside and out. Day after day, and night after night, they keep on saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, who is, and who is still to come." Whenever the living beings give glory and honor and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down and worship the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever. And they lay their crowns before the throne and say this, "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and praise and honor. For you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased." I look here at the 24 elders who were in the most prestigious place of honor out of any other place. But yet their decision and their response to the Lord was to lay any splendor or prestige or privilege down before the throne of God and worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. And if the elders, the 24 elders, if this was their response, more so let this be our response today. To offer worship that is out of awe of the splendor of our King. Know this morning that what we see today and what we see in this life, for all of the proof that we can see of the Lord moving around us and of His Spirit speaking to our lives, this doesn't hold a candle to what we will experience in glory. And that this will be our highest honor to worship at the King's feet, and to cast everything else before Him, and to give our lives and our all to the one who made us, to the one who was pleased to create us, to the one who is pleased with us. Oh, Jesus, we worship you today. Lord, as we encounter you and what you are doing in the midst of us, in the midst of our families, of our lives, Lord, how can we not offer ourselves to you with all reckless abandon? Lord, give us a deeper glimpse of your splendor and of your majesty today. Lord, may we be the ones who say to this world, "O Lord, O Lord, as it says in Psalm chapter 8, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. Lord, we declare that to each other as believers. We declare that to a lost and dying world today. How majestic is your name in this place today.
I see.
Jesus, may that always be our perspective in life, our mindset in life. Lord, as you reveal more of your character and who you are, and as we see what you have done in us, Lord, that our countenance, our demeanor would always be one of gratitude and absolute surrender. That our eyes would always be upon you, upon the Creator, not created things. Lord, that we would find our deepest joy in your presence. Lord, thank you that there is joy in your presence, things that we can't even fathom or imagine. Lord, may we be a people today that is filled with joy. Presence of the Lord. May we be people today that drink from the waters, that find our satisfaction from the springs of living water. Lord, we love you today. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. We offer our lives as lives of worship to you, Jesus. We love you. We pray this in your majestic, beautiful, awesome name. Amen. Amen.